special success.
Unity and solidarity and all those other nice adjectives and whatnot out there. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Welcome back to another fabulous edition. It's the show that's a little bit conspiratorial and a little bit comedic, because when everything seems to be going so wrongly, so disproportionately mad is the world today, you simply have to laugh. Otherwise, you'll probably go mad too. After all, you'd never be able to understand and get along with the entire system as it is unless you were to understand it and agree with it. And considering the world's mad, the only way you could actually possibly understand it or agree with it is if you too were completely freaking bonkers. Sounds about right. It's not the people that are waving placards that have dreadlocks that are the very crazy ones. No. It's the ones that are walking around wearing collars around their necks and cuffs around their wrists that are the true crazy ones. Because not only do they agree that being bound in ever so elegant shackles is far preferable than to take responsibility for one's own actions, own family, and own country. We have a lack of responsibility in pretty much every country now. I think that's pretty self-evident. People, when they light up the boards on a talk show, they say just the most appallingly foolish things. People have been telling a friend of mine that it is a soldier's democratic right to go into war or not. How foolish is that? Have you ever heard of an order? Have you ever seen why you write your name down on the dotted line? It's because you are becoming government property. You don't have a choice. It's a choice between go to war or go to jail. One would scheme that jail is pretty freaking annoying and awful and confined. You don't want to be looked down on by the group. And so ultimately, everybody just winds up going to war because they have to, and everybody else is doing it. That's how laws are really, really working. You have to, and everybody else is doing it. So what's your problem?
I'll say, well, I do have a problem, actually.
Who started that war?
Nobody that they really blamed started this war. We did. We went over there. We spent ridiculous amounts of money in order to do so. And our boys died. And our girls. You know, sons and fathers alike. War's kind of indiscriminate like that. In fact, usually, statistically speaking, if you're an innocent bystander, you're far more likely to die in war, aren't you? Now, isn't that just deadly serious and satisfying? I believe in the Second World War, something like 40 million Russians died. Or somewhere around that, like, or maybe 40 million civilians, the whole of Europe, and only 20 million troops actually died. It hits the people at home the worst, because they had nothing to do with it. They didn't make their government the government it was to be tyrannical and make crap up, spill people's guts for drug money. It wasn't their fault. Sure, they submitted to it, allowed it to continue, but they didn't intentionally go out there and think, how can we inflict indiscriminate amounts of pain and suffering upon both myself and other people that I've never met at the same time? I know. I'll start a foreign war. Yes. My genius has just surpassed itself. Yet again, I am so gifted, I am so talented, that I can kill people at will. I can guide a missile by satellite from the other side of the earth and press a mouse button and have somebody's rectum explode in 7 different directions. I am all ye powerful, godlike, sitting behind a desk, rolled up Cuban cigar, which is illegal in America, but doesn't matter. And all of the ravages of war will earn me trophies. Uber, uber lots of trophies. Especially for all the contractors. Do you want to drive this truck? Yeah, bro. Do you want to drive this truck in Iraq? Nah, bro. But what if we paid you $3,000 a day? Oh, yeah, bro? Exactly. Get on the plane. Go on. Parachutes in the locker. Don't get it, eh? Soldiers won't get paid anywhere near what the contractors will. With a far more dangerous job that requires a hell of a lot more discipline. And instead of just signing on for the money, you're signing on for your country, which has since been bought out. So the reality is you actually are signing on for the money whenever you volunteer to step into the ranks, aren't you? Unbeknownst. Sure. Unwitting. Would anybody today who is in fact a true patriot, as in they understand what their government really does, would actually join the military? I wonder about that. I don't think so. I don't think that's possible for somebody to consciously know how evil, corrupt, lying, filth of varying descriptions wind up slithering their way up the slopes of power and then use everybody else as their pawns. In fact, it was Henry Kissinger that said that fighting men are just basically pawns to be used in a global game of chess. Something to that like. Imagine the callous nature of a person who would do this. Think about your closest sibling, if you've got one, or your parent, for example. Think about how much time you've spent with them, how good a person they are, how much they've taught you over your life, that kind of thing. And now just imagine you get a phone call right now. Person on that other end of the phone call asks for you by name, but it's an unfamiliar voice. And they tell you that they regret to inform you that you're one of those close people in your life is no longer with us. That they died being shot by your own government. How does that make you feel to know the loss of that life? How does it make you feel to think about how much investment we really have in each other? That's what I find is very disturbing about the human race to a large extent, is we don't seem to appreciate each other enough. It's like we're gambling away our prized possessions on a few card games. It doesn't make any sense. Like there's some kind of thrill there, but ultimately it's just belligerence. It's foolishness to risk so much for the basically insignificant gains. Turns out New Zealand's SAS soldiers are cooped up nice and cozy with the CIA. And why wouldn't you want SAS soldiers with the intelligence services? They know what being a black ops is all about. They know all about keeping your lips tight around a mission. Loose lips sink ships. There's bound to be some description of secrecy whenever you're dealing with the secret air services soldiers and the CIA, especially if you mix them up together and they're both in the same base. Incidentally, I allegedly heard that CIA's second largest base is in Afghanistan. Guaranteed they'll be pumping through copious quantities of heroin with this massive conveyor belt. Some description of ridiculous statistic, like I think it was like a year after the US invaded Afghanistan, opium poppy production was up 4,000%. 4,000% over 1 year after US invasion. Does this strike you as a little bit strange? CNN and BBC have reported that US and British soldiers have been photographed guarding poppy fields. And then they deny it, of course, but then, you know, they show the photo. So they said, oh, well, if we don't take the heroin and the opium ourselves, the Taliban might get it. But of course, they don't reveal the context behind that, that the Taliban had all but wiped out the opium trade in Afghanistan prior to US arrival. The country used to provide like 70, 90% of the world's opium, and the Taliban got it down to like 5, 10% of the world's opium. You know, they cracked down on it hard. And CIA has been known drug runners for quite some time. The US Fire Service got a new fleet of these C-130 Hercules, you know, a big kind of bellied freight plane sort of thing. And the CIA subcontracted or subleased those massive planes from the US Fire Service. And then these planes wound up turning out of places like Iran and Afghanistan and Colombia, places where you'd expect huge amounts of drugs to be smuggled in and out of. Indeed, in Mexico City, some officer, I believe he was a major, came across this plane. You know, just sitting there. So he's a bit curious, walks on board, and from one end of the plane to the other, there are pallets of black bags, like just basically one pallet with one massive black bag over the top of it, wrapped in plastic, marked evidence the whole way to the end of the plane. Must have been $1 billion worth of cocaine on board. Incidentally, he was found the next night having committed suicide in his sleep with a shotgun to the face. Yeah. And so now the SAS are fulfilling their part in a long-running drug feud between, well, doesn't really matter who it's between, actually, because these drug feuds go on all the time. That's what the opium wars were about. The Chinese made it illegal, and then they found out that, hey, it just increased the price. So the British said, this is great. Let's keep it illegal. We'll be able to make heaps more money out of it. And thus the opium war began. You know, drugs, gold and oil. Or gold, oil and drugs, i.e. God, are the cause of every major war. Gold, oil or drugs? gold, oil, or drugs. God, God, God. That's what these people think like. And when I say these people, you know, it's kind of like the ubiquitous them, as I heard on the Ron Paul Revolution radio show. I think it's a great term because it's about, I don't know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 of the wealthiest individuals in the world, most well-connected people. They kind of really run everything. And not all of them are very well affiliated with each other. They don't even know that there's a conspiracy, half of them, I'd wager. But they're certainly freaking psychopathic nonetheless. They may just be in it for their own gains and not realize that there's being plans drawn against everybody. And everybody's working together, but in a compartmentalized fashion, so you can accomplish a huge goal without anybody really knowing each other or knowing what they're working on. That's what we have here in terms of political persuasion. We have a very elite group who's extremely well-financed, very knowledgeable on psychology, very capable of putting out copious amounts of propaganda because they own all the networks, have basically bought out most of the universities, so they're teaching people essentially not to think. You know, they teach critical thinking as a way of being critical about being a thinker, as opposed to critically thinking. You know, they choose not to think because they're told not to. And that's what we have as a whole the most problem with, is everybody not being able to think. Just stop and think that maybe there's a better way. And maybe I'm not going to fall for this lies and repetition anymore. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team.
To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Uh-oh. Speed Wayne rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable, fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me? Am I legible? It's time to get down to the question of eventually will the corruption in the government lead to the collapse of us? Lead to the collapse of us. Lead of the collapse of bone. Lead of the collapse of bone. Right and left are symmetrical on the puppet master's tentacles. The two sides are identical. The troops are not ejectable. They're forming a prodigy and making the Jordan
come out.
It's like recording Nostradamus, taking a tour in the prophecy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You can now call in. The number is 402-237-2525. And indeed, we have a caller on the line, and I believe the name is Curtis. Curtis, can you
hear me? How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing real good, man. How are you?
All right. I'm calling you out of Virginia.
Virginia? Now, I'm confused here. Is Virginia, like, closer to the East Coast and like, sort of like South?
Yeah, it's the beginning of the South, and is actually on the East Coast.
You know what? That makes it a very interesting blend of cultures, doesn't it? Because you're both an East Coaster and a Southerner.
Exactly. It's right next to D.C., Washington, D.C.
Oh, man, the District of Criminality.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get lots of criminal politicians, you know, jumping the border, coming over to commit heinous government crimes in your part of the woods?
Yeah, they do. They do. Most of your D.C. people live in Virginia. All your politicians, they live in Virginia and Maryland.
Man,
rarely do any of them live in D.C.
I mean, if there's one thing the U.S. just hasn't gotten down, it's border control, people. You shouldn't allow these criminals over your borders, okay? Unless they have a full cavity search, which includes eye sockets.
Right. Hey, I was calling in because you brought up something last segment. You were talking about the infamous they.
Oh, yeah. The ubiquitous they.
Yeah, exactly.
Ubiquitous means kind of like everything and everywhere, whatever, you know, is kind of like
random. Right. Why? Well, I'm not going to ask why, because I think I know the why. But why don't we just name these so-called criminals? Why don't we have a blacklist of all the billionaires and the 100 millionaires of people who are just raping the hell out of society. How come we don't know these people by first and last name? How come that's not public knowledge everywhere?
You know what? I think you're right. I mean, like, when I talk to people about Henry Kissinger, they go, who? And I was like, hello, Secretary of Defense for Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, advisor to El Presidentes from then until now, ultimate New World Order lawyer, globalist scumbag. That's who Henry Kissinger is.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's actually a wanted man, did you know? There actually is a blacklist of which you speak. See, what you do is you, there's lots and lots of documentaries, right? And often in documentaries, what they'll do is they'll pick specific individuals and have a look at the acts that they've done at particular stages throughout history and then expand on them a little bit. And often when you Google the name of these people, there are like hundreds of websites that are dedicated to hating them.
But do you actually believe that these are the top guys, or are these just the fall guys for the guy behind the curtain?
Well,
you know, are we truly exposing the guy behind the curtain, you know?
Now, here's the question. Does it matter truly if you expose the man behind the curtain, or does it matter that you're actually noticing there's a curtain first of all?
Well, you're right. I mean, you got to first be aware. So I totally agree with there.
I mean, like, you can't expect to get everything accomplished all at once. You know, it's like humanity goes through these sort of stages, and I'm starting to wonder about evolution. I'm more thinking adaptation is far more of a stronger influence on where a species goes, kind of thing. Adapting to your environments that are right here, right now, with whatever you can do, and. I think what's happened is the population has adapted to be empathetic about the things that they don't care about that they know are trying to hurt them, right? Because they don't want to stress about it.
Right.
For some reason, we've got this kind of this weak backbone now, don't we? And I'm sure fluoridation might have something to do with that, namely simply because it makes your bones brittle. But the other side of it is people want to get everything all done at once, and they don't think that they have to go through a significant amount of effort to do so. And things are getting easier. Like, it used to be you'd have to actually walk down to a library and scour for goodness knows how long before you could come across information like this, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. There's more information out there. I totally agree with that. But I want to give you this scenario. All hell breaks loose, and there's anarchy throughout the world, right? And when we start fighting to restore our governments, who are we going to hang? Like, who are going to be the people held accountable for destroying our society? What are their names? Who are they? You know, I'm a black guy.
Okay.
So,
What you really want to know is who the actual names of the big head honcho people really are, kind of thing. The people who
are
most.
Yeah, I want to know who the criminals are. I mean, if the FBI can post the top 10 murderers in the country, or the guys that's robbing the banks and show their pictures, how come we don't have a website like that? How come we don't know who's pushing fluoride across the entire country? How come we don't know who is financing? Personally, the rebels in Libya. How come we don't know
who's
pulling the strings of Barack Obama? I want to know the name, because when all hell.
If you want to know Barack Obama, Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Right.
All right.
And George
Do you know much about Zbigniew Brzezinski?
Yeah, I've heard of him, and also George Soros and some of the other guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. So those are some of the people that I think should be strung up, because they're obvious criminal masterminds. And what they are mostly, though, is front men that are pushing the real money. So you got to have a look at where the financing comes on from these people. I mean, like, I'm not exactly sure who exactly is the ultimate financiers and what have you. In my opinion, it's kind of irrelevant which individuals are most or inherently directly responsible. My point is, if they are in any way directly responsible and purposefully responsible for the machinations of the New World Order, the vaccination, disinformation campaigns, the propaganda, the election of puppeteering pranksters and banksters like our Lord and Savior, Barack H. O'Barry. If they're in any way involved in that kind of stuff and they know that they're doing it, yeah, I'd say have a trial, convict them based on the merits of the case, and hang them as traitors to humanity.
Right. The reason why I brought this up is because I was saying earlier, I'm African-American, and for years, growing up in the 80s and 90s, you always heard about the man. The man did this. The man did that. The man is holding us back. The man is putting drugs in our community. The man, the man, the man. And it almost transcended in most African-Americans' minds that the man was the white guy, when in reality, it could have been a black guy who was also taking advantage of the community, or Oriental guy, or whatever. I think one of the problems in our movement is we don't have a hit list. And when I say hit, I don't mean going out and get them, but we should have targeted attacks just like they have targeted attacks. If a billionaire...
Yeah, I agree. Like, let's say David Rockefeller. Did you ever see that video that was released? I think it might have been a year or two back, where David Rockefeller went to Chile and he was like being wheeled out of the airport in a wheelchair. And this, oh man, see, that was a great moment, because it just shows that you don't actually need to be a crowd. All you need is to actually be there with a camera and upload it.
Right.
Okay, that is how we can do hits on these people. Okay, the media does hit pieces. We can do hit pieces too. And it's far easier for us because we've got a heck of a lot of ammunition on these individuals and the war crimes they've committed, the lies that they've told, the scumbaggery that's afoot. We can accuse them openly, in public, on camera, and then allow the entire world to see it now. That is how dangerous a cameraman can be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's how much power we've got these days. And I feel that if you have an idea and nobody else is doing it, it instantly becomes your responsibility to facilitate that idea. So I suggest if you're not happy with the fact that we don't have a hit list, I don't think it would actually be that difficult to make one. Okay. Do a couple of Google searches on some of the uber scumbaggery filth that this world has ever produced. Put them on a list and say, this people has done this thing and they should be ambushed and accused of this, this, and this.
Right.
Imagine that, because that'd be fun. That'd be fun too, because it allows everybody to kind of contribute from anywhere in the world, and they'll be able to go to one central place to see what kind of character is around. And hopefully they might be, and even in comment sections or whatever on Facebook, people can say, oh, he's coming to my town tomorrow. Awesome. Right. And they wouldn't have known that person was coming to the town if not for the website. See, this is what is going on in my head all the time. The second I have an idea, I have to take responsibility for it because it's my idea.
Right. That's a good idea. Just like an FBI most wanted kind of thing, a website that identifies all these guys behind the curtain. So you can actually see what he looks like, know what businesses he owns. If we're going to protest or whatever, you know, we can have targeted attacks. That's a great idea. It's a powerful website. One other thing. Do you believe that you can be a billionaire in this world and not take advantage of people?
No. There's no effing way.
Yeah, exactly. It's impossible. So would it be fair to say that pretty much all billionaires are involved in the destruction of this world right now?
Yep, I'll probably say that might
directly or indirectly.
It sounds really reckless to say that, but yeah. Look, think about any billionaire. Okay, think about, say, Bill Gates, George Soros, or Bernie Madoff, or whatever. Madoff made off with your money, Microsoft softly microtized all of your information so that it could be easily slurped up by intelligence agencies. And basically, George Soros started up this whole climate change and just every single one of them. You can't get that high without being taken out first. And I've known several people who were close to being multimillionaires who would have made it big, but something happened to every single one of them. One of them was about to make a $90 million real estate deal. Would have made him a hell of a lot of money. Would have made him close to $300-400 million. Bank stole it, just like that. Another guy, he built a ship, an old galleon, all done up with maybe $2.5 million worth of really awesome Hollywood memorabilia, including a $250,000 chandelier. One day, whole bunch of New Zealand cops turned up, burned the whole lot. Okay? Wow. Whenever you want to get really wealthy, whenever you want to get really powerful, when you actually rise to challenge the current system of people that really do have all the power, they have many, many means of shutting you down. It's kind of like the same thing that happened with Dr. Stan Brzezinski from the Brzezinski Clinic in Texas. He was able to cure basically inoperable brain tumors with a compound that he found and researched in his own labs. Okay? And the FDA slaves them out, man. They get them into court all the time. They're on at you for decades. Decades. All these costs of defending yourself just so that you can save lives. Because they know that if you were allowed to prosper, if you were allowed to get your message truly, fully out there in the public eye and have all the power and prestige that that enormous success grants you, you would be so very, very dangerous, and they can't allow that to happen. So my example is every individual has to take responsibility for what they want to see in this world. If you want to see a website that is a top 10 most wanted scumbags on earth, then it's not that hard to do it these days. Pretty easy. Right. And if you want to, just go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com or gorillamedia.co.nz and put a contact form in, and I'll make you a contributor to the website if you want to try something new.
Sure.
We'll put it up there, give you some article space so you can actually do this, and you don't have to pay for any of the costs or anything, because on the show, it's all about supporting other people's ideas, because mine are, I may have a million of them, but I don't think that any single one of them is right, because everything could be wrong at the end of the day, and I relish the opportunity to be told that I'm wrong and to be shown something new, because it means that I can finally learn something. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
I got some so-called friends. I'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on? I'm flying a JFK. My heart goes boom, boom, boom. I know that customs man. He's gonna take me to that little room.
Oh, oh no, no. Welcome back.
Oh no, no.
TSA stands for sexy. There's only one thing. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And still have my caller here, Curtis. And I was basically just ranted all the way up to the break. I didn't give you a chance for any parting words or anything of that nature. So, you know, if you have okay. anything more to contribute, you've got more than enough time because we have a whole fresh segment for you.
Okay,
and if
great.
Anybody else, and just before we continue,
anybody else want to come in on the conversation, the number is 402-237-2525. So anyway, Curtis, go right ahead, bro.
Well, like I was saying before, I'm just tired of hearing about the man and the globalists. We got all these descriptors of who's causing the problem, but we don't know who they are specifically. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. The most enlightened know. You know, the most enlightened know who the persons are who's pretty much creating tyranny across the world. But the average person, even the average person in the truth movement or some of these other movements, they can't call out the real people causing the most destruction around the world right now. I really believe that we need to start calling names. We need to start pointing fingers. And we're being too safe using the word globalist. We're being too safe talking about the elite. And so forth. We need to point them out. And then when we point them out, we need to talk about what they own. Where do they own the majority stocks in? So I can withdraw my stocks from that company that that person owns or stop supporting that business and so forth. I just think it worked initially. Now it's time to go to the next level. We need to attack individuals that's deliberately hurting our country.
You directly draw upon what I've been trying to practice in my daily ambush life. You know, you find these people, and they're not hard to find, and you go up when they're doing their public meetings. They all do them. And then you ask them a very, very poignant question that has a yes or a no answer, like, did you finance a overthrow of the democratically elected Mohammed Mosaddegh so that you could put in the Shah as a dictator? Yes or no?
Right.
Now, if they dodge the question, that, that makes them look really dodgy. If they lie, it makes them look really dodgy. And if they tell the truth, on the other hand, man. But, you know, it doesn't matter what they do. If you ask them a good enough question, you see what I'm saying? Because they always give themselves away. Always. Right. You just have to be there to do it to them. So, Curtis, I want to thank you for your call, mate. And I hope you call in again sometime, man. That was great.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. See you later. All right. And we have another caller here. We have Tim on the line. Tim, are you there? Hello, Tim. Oh, well, I'm sure we'll find out what's going on there eventually. But I wanted to get into, what was I talking about? Oh, yes. The political elections, and this is what I find very interesting. Now that we've got, well, basically what I would appear to be, pointless elections. Pointless. Absolutely pointless. Because you know who's going to win. The globalists. Or the Goldman Sachs. Well, we want to talk about individuals here, didn't we? We want to talk about individual companies, what they own, etc. Well, the companies that are going through, I believe, JP Morgan Chase, saw an article the other day, has absolutely just done something completely incredible, given tens of millions of dollars to the New York Police Department. And then the very next day, or something like that, they arrest 700 protesters on the Brooklyn Bridge. I was wondering if they were giving out scalps, you know, like if you arrest this many people, you'll get this much per head, etc. And that was just a slight suspicion on my case. I mean, who am I to question JP Morgan Chase? You know, because obviously they can't be that bad, can they? All right, Tim, I believe we've fixed the phones now. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was talking, but I couldn't get through.
Well, yeah. You know, now that you're here, mate, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I was listening to the brother. He's from Virginia. I'm from the D.C. area, too, so I'm on the East Coast. So it was funny you said disregard criminality. I like that one.
I, like most of my good quotes, I stole that one from Karen Quinn Tostado from UnitedWeStrike.com. She's a lovely lady.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, I was listening to the brother, and he makes a good point. But the thing is, we know who the people are. And as crazy as this might sound, some of these people are untouchables. And, I mean, it pains me to say that. But when we know the Henry Kissingers and the George Soros and the Evelyn de Rothschild. We know about all these families, the groups. But some of these people are just untouchable. You're not going unless you got some kind of intel or some U.S. You can be independent. Like I used to see people go to when a president speaks and someone speaks out and asks these questions and then they get escorted out. That was a good way to bring up all the people's coattail. Remember the Bill Maher show that they had to escort this person up because a guy wanted to know about World Trade Center 7?
And oh, Bill Maher. No kidding.
He was on the Bill Maher show, and dude, he ran it out about World Trade Center 7, and Bill Maher had the guy kicked out. And he doesn't want to talk about World Trade Center 7. The guy, he made his point, just like the guy, he made his point. Sometimes you got to intervene, and if you can get your point across at these little meetings, maybe that might be just educating people. I mean, we got the information, just like you were telling them, man. Back in the day, you had to go dig deep in the library to get some half of the stuff that we know now. Thanks to shows like, American Freedom Radio, Alex Jones, people can say what they want about him. He kicks out a lot of information. Jordan Maxwell, David, I can go on down the list. And thank God for these people. They are the ones who are enlightening people like me, you, other people. We know who the people are. You know what I mean?
They've already been exposed, and now, it's not so much about knowing who they are as opposed to spreading that awareness out there so that everybody knows who they are. We do, because we've had other people point them out to us. And again, all those people you just listed there are individuals who took responsibility for themselves. They could have had lots of other careers. Like David Icke could have been continued to be a football player and made millions upon millions upon millions of pounds. Alex Jones could have gone into radio advertising as he was and made millions and millions of dollars, done advisors to movies and stuff like that. But they didn't, because they wanted to do their own thing. And it's because they did their own thing that they woke up so many people. Because ultimately, they didn't sell out to do somebody else's thing that didn't truly inspire them. Yeah, it's the same deal with me. I mean, this radio show, the fabulous callers like yourself, actually truly inspire me. Because I can't, under any circumstances, make a difference in this world without any people who actually listen to me. And, I don't purport to be an authority on anything. I'm just going out there and doing it because I can, and nobody else seems to be doing it. Well, not in New Zealand anyway.
Right.
But in the United States, you guys have got so much choice, you know how everybody from the rest of the world goes, oh, you're so lucky in the United States. Well, I'm thinking of it just purely in a in an alternative media sense of the word. Like the United States has got some really cool alternative media outlets. And there, you've got the Intel Hub and InfoWars and goodness knows how many other really decent, like Democracy Now, for example, And basically, there's so many local access shows and radio programs and things like that that you can really, really latch onto quite easily. But in New Zealand, nothing like that, even close to that, exists at all. We've got plenty of websites, but no independent broadcasters or radio shows really kind of at all. You know, in fact, it's basically just me. That's how sad it is. I saw that gap, as huge as it was, and just charged head on into it. Because if I don't save the world, nobody will. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules. No taboo topics,
no taboo topics.
No fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
And gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. That's Vinnie with a Y. You know, a lot of people spell it with an IE. You know, whenever you put an IE in a sentence, it becomes an example. I don't want to be an example to anybody, man. You have to be your own. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. Again, I don't claim to have any credibility, right? That way, if somebody accuses me of losing credibility, then all they really accomplish is losing their own, because they obviously can't do their research or even bother to listen to one of my shows where I claim to not have any credibility. See what I'm saying? Little mind judo there. Thank you very much. Now, I have my caller here from the previous segment. In fact, we have two kind of prolific callers to the show who always have something very interesting to say. So I'm going to bring them on at the same time. So we've got Tim and Jason. So Jason, I just want to welcome you to the show again.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's good to be back.
Is that weight off your shoulders? Oh yeah. Oh, I'm on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. That's better.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a nervous caller for sure. But I like what I hear. And last time I talked to you, I was going to be flying into the Denver airport. I was helping my friend move across country, and then I was going to fly back, and I had a layover on the 27th, the big day that Obama was supposed to show up. And I had a 20-minute window at the Denver airport, and I saw no murals. They're probably in a little section. They're not all over the place. Nothing happened. Oh. Nothing's... seemed weird. It was a very smooth day. Everybody was kind of eerily calm. But and then I caught the flu. I had the flu all weekend long after that.
You know something? I think they took it down.
You what?
Say that again?
I think took the mills down. And the information, because I saw the Jesse Ventura show. I saw all 15 episodes of the show. I've seen the one we're talking about, the Denver airport, and it's very scary to see all of those pictures that they had. But I think maybe a year or so ago, I got word that they took it down.
They might have. That kind of stuff happens all the time, you know. They'll put up some kind of controversial artwork, and it'll draw lots of negative public attention. So they go, we can't really keep those up there.
Yeah, I think from Jesse Ventura's show, that got more exposure than they needed. So I'm pretty sure people got wind of that. People would be coming out there to see those murals. Maybe they wanted people to see it, but I think it was because of the overwhelming exposure that I'm pretty sure they were probably forced to take it down. And that's just my opinion.
Well, have you noticed that the kind of mentality of a real psycho is kind of a bit insane? Like, wouldn't an insane person just put up their plans for everybody to see and go, hee, everybody's too stupid to know what I'm doing? Oh, wait, they're not as stupid as I thought. Uh-oh, better take him down.
But you know something? Have you ever heard of a guy named Pastor Lindsey Williams?
Yeah, in fact, we will be having him on the show soon.
He was one of the guests on. He's been on Coast to Coast and Alex Jones. But one of the things that he said that they have a code of ethics that they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. But they have some buzzwords that you have to know what this. You know, like a person has slang.
Kind of like legalese. Like if a judge or a police officer says, "Do you understand?" Like after they give you an instruction or something, what they're actually asking you to do is to stand under me. Do you understand me,
right,
sir? Yeah. So that now you have unwittingly admitted that they now have power over you, and that's exactly the kind of word magic that these people play. And this comes out of a whole bunch of Aleister Crowley's type stuff, the Lord Magi, Aleister Crowley. If you haven't heard of this guy, Google him. He's a real interesting, scary, occult, psychic. I communicate with gods in space, and I'm going to teach humanity how to write backwards and this kind of stuff, and how to sing backwards to implant messages in music and all of this kind of stuff. Like, the guy was really, really far ahead of his time as far as the CIA mind control programs would be concerned. but basically, that's where a whole lot of their belief structure comes from, that they're essentially magicians who can use words and symbols as magical talisman to take control of the planet. So that people will, there's no defense against magic, you know. they're just basically nuts. Whether or not it's true is kind of irrelevant. They're still nuts.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But hey, the reason why I wanted to call him, I wanted to switch topics here and see what you guys think of this on the Occupy Wall Street thing. I watch all these conspiracy theory websites. I watch them like canaries in a coal mine, like Godlike Productions, Above Top Secret, and all the offshoots of that. And right now, they're like Godlike Productions, especially, is trying to throw it open on who's funding this and who set it up. And it's definitely George Soros is backing it, and all the people that are protesting. It's almost like the Woodstock event. It's like our Arab Spring. They're trying to do this. Instead of getting people to go and occupy the Fed or to, you know, really go occupy what the real source problem is, they're trying to get all these people to corral around Wall Street. It's really planned. But Trinity, this is where the drama comes in. Trinity, the guy that runs Godlike Productions, he's slandering Chris Green, you know, Green Wave TV. He's on American Freedom Radio, too, and he's really good. But he's trying to call him a shill, because he put out a video saying that, you know, this is the beginning of the down, you know, of America, you know, revolting and really taking apart America and bringing it down. So there's some drama going on right now in the conspiracy theory movement on the web.
And, well, I can tell you that there has always been dramas going on in between all the conspiracy theory movements. There's a lot of infighting that happens, and I don't want to talk about any of it, really, because what it does is it makes the whole movement look bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm thinking, like taking the role of, let's say, responsible journalism. A responsible journalist wouldn't report about all the infighting or what have you, because of the fact that basically it weakens everybody's confidence in other people. You know, if you focus on the small conflicts between individuals rather than the big conflicts between those small groups of people, like Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Kissingers, the Tony Blairs of society, you know, the George W. Bushes, etc. If you don't focus on that, then what you're going to do is you're going to you're going to spawn a whole lot of side effects from the conversation which you undertake. If you keep talking about exposing the real enemy, if you keep talking about taking real action, if you keep talking about being creative and innovative, then that's what's going to come of it. But if you keep talking about how this person in the truth movement screwed me over, and you use that as an excuse to justify not creating any new content or waking up anybody else, that's a waste of time.
Right. No, I agree. But I just wonder why, because this is like the whole Judy Wood thing and that whole thing. It's like, why wouldn't Richard Gage and the Architects for Engineers look at those toasted cars? Why wouldn't they look at the hurricane that was offshore Manhattan?
I'm going to tell you something, man. He was actually in a cab with her on the way to some description of conspiracy talk. I forget. She was telling me about this, and he actually, or it was somebody else. Might have been he had a copy of Judy Wood's book, and Richard Gage said, "Oh, give us that for a second." He started reading it, and then he offered to buy it off him.
Okay? And yet, in public,
he never talks about it in public because they actively censor any discord about that on the AE 9/11 Truth website. And the justification they give for censoring that kind of thing is that they're saying it's too far out for people to take, therefore we are going to just exclude it for now until we get public recognition on this based upon the architects and the engineers' postulation of thermite and nanothermite and explosives being used, right? So that they can educate the bulk of the public and grab more people in, because it's a heck of a lot easier to for a uninformed mind to simply listen to some architects and engineers and people with chemical science and background talk about how this could have happened in a quite very sound and logical way. They feel that they'll capture more people into the truth about 9/11 than actually saying and including anything that Dr. Judy Woods has to say. Now, I kind of take issue with that because I personally think that everything should be explored, even the crazy stuff. Because, hey, what have you got to lose by at least listening or watching about something else? You don't have anything to lose. You only have to gain by seeing things that you've never seen before, by thinking about things that you never thought of before, I feel, because that's how you grow as a person.
Yeah, but see, that's how mind control works. You know, some people are so in tune to he's an architect or he's a landscape, so he's supposed to know this. But, I mean, who's to say that whose back pocket he is in to try to give you this information and use his profession as a cover? Who's to say? I mean, that's just a rhetorical question. You know what I mean?
Well, there we go. There's a distinction between useful idiots and paid disinformation agents. You know the difference?
We're not idiots. I mean, come on. My thing is, like, okay, I was told about Santa Claus a long time ago. You can't tell me the same Santa Claus story today. I mean, everybody's sort of building. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point. just like with Hollywood, when you stop believing the old crappy storylines and what have you, they just come up with all new characters for you and all new ways of you to perceive the enemy, and you wind up eventually perceiving the enemy to be yourself.
Yeah, I mean, but what's...
Because, you know, inherently, people just hate everything about everybody else that they hate in themselves, all right? Think about it.
But you know, I go through this because I got people who I tell things to. And some people think I'm crazy, but you know, I teach a few people. I say, look, man, just do the research for yourself. I can sit here and tell you, you can believe what you want to. Do the research for yourself. Then you come back and get back with me. Then we can sort it out. That's the best way I can do things now. But I don't like, I hate when people slander other radio show hosts. I see it happens all the time. I don't pay no attention to it because that's part of the divide and conquer. So I hear bad things about a lot of people, man. You know who's on the radio. I don't buy into it. I say, look, I don't know that person. All I know is what I hear them say on the radio. I take what I can get, and then I keep it moving because I got my own life to live.
And now, there's a degree here. Like, for example, if let's say somebody in the truth movement was outed as an actual paid asset, mm-hmm. as in they had the checks that were issued from the CIA bank accounts to prove it. They have photographs of them meeting with their CIA handlers and whatnot. I think that would possibly be a palpable level of, you know, getting somebody out in the open and exposing them like that, rather than the whole accusation of he's disinformation without any actual proof. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That kind
yeah,
of infighting,
I
think
yeah,
is absolutely no basis, and it happens so often, you know. Like, I've had, because I've had Dr. Judy Wood on my show, mm-hmm. I have had several YouTube users go to my account, find all my videos that I've done on 9/11, including the Richard Gage videos that I uploaded, and post this one block where, warning, Mr. News is disinformation. Is an agent of Mossad or what have you. You know, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of nonsense is absolutely unnecessary because, as with any other social group, there's plenty and far more reasonable, decent people who are willing to listen and you know, learn for a moment instead of throwing out accusations at everybody else to distract them from the fact that they're just sitting there at a keyboard doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's the saying that I'm sorry, go ahead, Jason.
Oh, no, I was just saying, no, I agree completely. It's a distraction. Also, if you look at, like, the group Anonymous and WikiLeaks, I mean, supposedly you can research this online that they connect back to the CIA. But if going back to what you said, like the powers that be, the Illuminati, whatever, they have to let you know through images and they kind of have to let you know what they're going to do. Well, if you look at the Anonymous logo, it's a guy in a suit and he's got a question mark for a head. And in the background, it kind of looks like the IMF logo and their whole slogan and everything. It just seems like so obvious. And again, I think it's just a big distraction. This whole thing is a distraction. That's what I get from it.
It's something that I remember Bill Cooper saying. He said, listen to everything, but only believe what you can prove. I never forgot that saying.
Right. I miss Bill Cooper, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I listen to a lot of people, man. I mean, the list goes on, but I only take what I can get, and I got it in my memory bank, but I don't go off of it as being concrete evidence until I can... Because sometimes you give a little time, things will kind of sort itself out.
Right.
You know.
But what do you think of that, Vinny?
Vinny?
We lose Vinny?
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm told that I'm kind of cutting out and just went offline there for a moment, so sorry about that. I have no idea what the heck is going on. But we have Jason still on the line here, and there's a possibility that Michael Tellinger will be joining us later on in the program. But for the moment, anyway, the discussions that have come up to this is sort of like the truth movement itself, and how we can stop infighting so that we can actually work together more effectively to destabilize the enemy machine and bring about some description of freedom. That's all that needs to happen, as far as I'm concerned. But most importantly
is that when we get rid of these scumbags, we must focus very, very hard on educating the next generation so they know why it happened, who the players were, what kind of thing was risked at this point in history with more debt than anybody could ever conceive of, and ultimately the very balance of life itself on this planet has been threatened through the use of our own technologies and various other forms of scumbaggery. That's what the next generation really needs to know in order to have a lasting change. It doesn't really matter when the revolution happens, because the formation of the first government won't make an itty-bitty bit of difference, because it could go either way. You could wind up with just a different form of tyranny. Or you could wind up with somebody who's bright and got all the right ideas and what have you that just isn't supported by the rest of people. You know, it doesn't matter. As long as people know, as a whole, as a citizenry, what actually goes on in this world, they can make informed decisions. Until such a time as we have an informed population, I have very little faith and confidence in the population's ability to vote for somebody or to work towards something that will ultimately benefit everybody in the end. Okay, because they're still operating under that baseline predication, which I feel is a bit foolish, frankly, because there's an awful lot of things in this world that don't make a whole lot of sense right now. And instead of rising up and saying, I don't agree with that whatsoever, quite frankly, we sit back and we say, oh my God, look what they're doing now. And we abdicate all our forms of responsibility and say that, oh, it's them that's doing it. It's not me. I'm not the bad person. Well, if you're not doing something to oppose it, then that's just as bad as doing it yourself. At least that's my belief. And we still have Jason and Tim on the line here, so sorry, guys. Welcome back.
Hey, like you were bad, sorry we lost you.
Yeah, something kind of uber spooky going down in New Zealand right now. Must be that maybe the south. Have you heard this? There's another hole in the ozone layer now in the northern hemisphere,
really?
Which is over major populated areas, exposing people to incredibly dangerous levels of radiation. And down here in New Zealand, where we're pretty close to the hole in the ozone layer on the other end of the earth, we're just kind of like, yeah. Now everybody knows what it's like to be us. Skin cancer, ahoy. It's like Chips Ahoy, the New Zealand version, except it's these very nasty things that grow on your skin and eventually kill you. That's I just love radiation.
Hey,
especially if it's wasabi flavored from Japan, Fukushima District.
Oh, God. Hey, did you just say you're going to have Michael Tellinger on?
Yeah.
From the guy that did Adam's calendar, he discovered Adam's calendar from South Africa.
I have no idea what that is, but I'm sure it might be the very same. From slavespecies.com.
I've heard of him before.
Michael Tellinger, yeah, he's researched this, one of the oldest rock formations that date back hundreds of thousands of years ago, if this is the same Michael Tellinger you're going to have on. And,
I suspect it might be.
Yeah, that's awesome. He broke through some major archaeological finds in South Africa where these stone structures are formed in circles, and they're kind of like machines. And the way he can date it is the rock has to grow back. The rock was cut, and it grows back, and it grows this kind of film around it that takes tens of thousands of years to grow back. And, God, he's done a lot of work with Graham Hancock. You know who Graham Hancock is?
Yeah, he's the guy who does a whole lot of stuff on the pyramids and the Sphinx. Did you know the Sphinx is actually only one stone? Like, there's no bits or parts or anything. It's just one carved entire stone that was just plonked there and then out of the limestone.
Yeah, it's been there. It dates back even before the pyramids, and there's water damage on it. So it shows that it dates back when there used to be a rainforest there. And the Nile actually migrated 8 miles to the east, and it used to run alongside the pyramids. And there's a bunch of pyramids along that whole strip that nobody gets talked about. And that's one of the things that fascinates me, is that we have that technology. We can't do that today. You know, there's pyramids in China that you can't see, that are grown over by forests and stuff, but the government won't let people go in and investigate and look at it. But there's these pyramids all over the world on ley lines that there's no way that they could have figured that out unless they were some kind of highly evolved species that I believe we were in the past, and somehow something happened and we forgot. Now we have this amnesia, because you can't do that kind of stuff. You can't lift those 1,000-pound or ton rocks from quarries miles away.
For the Great Pyramid, there were 200-ton blocks, and the strongest cranes known today can only lift 100 tons.
Yeah,
strongest in the world.
Possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I'm a guess, but no, that's like, there has to be something. Somebody's not telling us something about how those pyramids are made. But I'm like, come on.
I have a theory about this, because they found this 700-foot pyramid in Bosnia. We had on the show with the Swerdlows, and I forget the guy's name, but they also were on the top, and it was kind of like an energy source, like a signal kind of coming out of the top of it. And what it made me think of is Tesla's kind of experiments with wireless electricity, how that if you can position enough towers along certain ley lines on the planet sort of thing, when the Earth's magnetic field revolves around, you can use the momentum that it has to draw electricity out of the air and basically wirelessly transmit it. That's what it sort of signified to me. And I later then found out that pyramids are actually in every single country on Earth, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got pyramids somewhere.
But you're speaking of the pyramid, you ever heard about, like, down Ponca Ponca, down those structures they have on there? Down South America? They have some... Oh, man, it's, like, amazing. Because the guy, what's his name, Giorgio Tisopoulos? He talks about those, because since you talked about Michael Tellinger, people who get into those artifacts and these structures that were made, it's like, I mean, it was incredible. And they didn't have squares and protractors and measuring sticks. They just, I mean, and the structure and the carving was so perfect. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of perfectly carved, we have another person just joining us now, another regular caller. So you guys are probably the three most regular callers to the show. It's Jason and Tim and the Greek. Greek, welcome to the show, bro. Are you there? He just dropped off. Kind of like Obama's grin. And he noticed how everybody's reacting to his BS policy, which incidentally are his initials. Barry Satoro, initials BS. It'd be quite interesting, actually, if all his personal effects, you know, like his voodoo charms that he carries around, and his shirt collars and things of that nature, his underwear, have just got his initials on them, BS.
They opened up a chicken, fast food chicken joint, like Kentucky Fried Chicken in China, and it's called Obama Fried Chicken.
Get out of here.
No, you can see it's online. Yeah, it's
I suppose they have just about as many secrets as each other. and we have the Greek on the line now. Welcome, mate.
All right, thank you. Let's try again.
Talking a little bit about calendar, and I said, I got to call in. This is too easy. You know how all these protests are going on and all this stuff against the quote-unquote system? People don't realize that the current way of keeping time is very highly integral to their slave system. For example, who decided that a mechanical clock at 11:59:59 reckons the next day at midnight? Who decided that a calendar that you buy or get for free or is on the screen of your computer or cell phone is the way you reckon your days and months and years? Before all of these devices were put in place for thousands of years, going back to the Adamic age, everything was pretty standard up until about the turn of the century. And it's no mystery, and I could lay it out real quick. Basically, the first day of your month is your full moon. That's why you, if you look at ancient history, all cultures settled their debts by the moon. That's why today you get a monthly bill. Get it? It's right there, right in front of you. The word month means moon. Your day starts at noontime, at high noon, not at midnight. And you can go to the Naval Observatory website or the Greenwich Mean Time website and do a little search on Julian calendar date. And your own authorities are telling you that for astronomical and scientific purposes, the day starts at noon. But for the people and civil reasons, it's at midnight by the clock. Strange, isn't it?
Maybe because they want to keep us on the dark side of the moon, bro.
Yeah, so the dark side of the... Well, here's the other thing that I've noticed. No one's ever come out and rebutted it. It's so simple. You know, one of your first science lessons in the third grade is they show you a model of a thermonuclear sun with all the planets neatly arranged in elliptical orbits going around it. And if you go to all the scientific websites, this, that, and the other, they're still professing that. Well, that's not how it really is. The real reality is that all objects in space are the same, and the sun is a huge rock moving through the fluid medium of space, and when it reaches a certain velocity, the back of it lights up just like a comet, and the front of it is black. That's why a lot of the secret societies are the Society of the Black Sun and the occultic symbol. It's not because there's some black sun, because they retain this knowledge and they're telling you. Now, all the planets, as the sun is moving through space, imagine it's like a large truck on the highway and you're behind it drafting in its wake. All the planets are being pulled by the sun in its wake, and they're revolving not around to the front of the sun, but they're revolving up and down perpendicular to the wake, you see? Just like you can't be drafting behind a truck and go in front of it. It's impossible because then you won't and be in its draft at the same time. So the planets never go around the sun, so all this propaganda from the church to Newton to Galileo and all this is all propaganda, and the true reality is still being held even for something as simple as how the planets are revolving around the sun, and they never do. And all of this information, I just love putting out. Now, just to see people's reaction, whether they believe it or not, is irrelevant. Now, the benefit of doing this and putting out this information now is that I can. If I said this 200 years ago, I would promptly be arrested and tortured and probably put to death. Right now,
And I'm not sure we're that much advanced that they wouldn't just try doing that anyway. Like what they do, probably, what they do now is a different form of
they
torture.
They would still want to do that today, but right now they've got someone. They got so much of everyone following and not questioning that. See, I'm disregarded as a crazy person. I love teaching this or exposing because. See, I'm just a crazy guy.
You're a heretic. You know, that's basically the modus operandi. Except now, instead of wearing red robes, they wear white ones. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back. I want to jump it.
Now Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here.
Sid Henry gets ingested a friendly TSA agent that was fingering his genitalia.
It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. Hey, I was thinking, guys, that basically everything that we do doesn't matter what you're doing, really, whether you're out in the street protesting or writing a letter to your congressman or getting on talk radio and just basically saying something, you have a hell of a lot more effect just in the process of doing it and learning from doing it so you can do it more and betterer, if that's even a word, than just sitting around thinking about doing it, you know? I feel that's the problem in the truth movement, is that we've prioritized thinking over action to a large extent. And in so doing, we've basically hamstringed our effectiveness for other people and wound up only really being effective for ourselves.
Well, Vinny, you see, let's say, for example, this entire protest or rebuttal of the current system is successful. The current people that, let's say, overthrow peacefully or non-peacefully, let's say, and put in a new system that is theoretically more benevolent and more aware and more awake, they are still walking around with this false information implant. In other words, I see the current alternative to the standard system as being and not having proper information to rule. Do you know what I mean from that respect? In other words, where does the rule of education come from?
It's mostly that, you know, the public doesn't have the information they need in order to make appropriate decisions as to who should govern them. I mean, if the public could reason, if the public was capable of responding to anything other than very vain, boring stimuli that politicians basically provide nowadays, and every single one of them sounds, looks, and smells the same, you know, if the public had any discernment, there would be a radical shift in virtually every single sector, okay? Like, everybody would stop going over the policing line with giving everybody fines for doing everything, putting bloody scanners and gun bans everywhere, just basically intruding on everybody's lives because, oh, we know how to take care of you better than you, Nate, know how to take care of yourself. Well, look, all that does is it makes a lazy population far more easy to manipulate because they become used to other people taking care of them, so they refuse to think for themselves, right? Even scientists, physicists, for example, that I've met who have terrible health problems still trust every single word the doctor tells them and won't research in any way, shape, or form into how to take care of themselves.
So do you think responsibility might be the common denominator?
It has to be, because all the best people that I've ever met are very responsible people. You know, I've had people who are good friends of mine allow other people to you know, sort of harangue me and give me crap when they knew that they could have stopped it very easily just with a word sort of thing. The people who allow suffering and pillaging and rape and pillage and what have you in all ways, shapes and forms, they really not responsible people, are they? Because a responsible person takes responsibility for themselves, first off. Like, they don't do anything nasty, so that they provide an example for their other people, their children, their country, what have you. And on top of that, once you've easily enough taken responsibility for yourself, and believe me, that's not actually that easy, then you start to think about what else can I be responsible for? Am I capable of looking after a child and raising them? Am I capable of leading the country? Am I capable of having a massive company if I want to? And the truth is that everybody's capable of doing these things to a lesser or greater degree, depending on whether or not they're willing to give up sleep, depending on whether or not they want to forego a lot of ordinary lifestyle choices that allow living quite easy, and instead spend all that easy time that you did have free working incredibly hard in order to get something in your possession that doesn't currently exist at all. Like, you have to make it in order to have it.
Right.
That's what ideas and work and websites and radio shows and all of that kind of stuff are really born from, I believe, in the truth movement. Is that people just, they're sick of seeing what all of the other BS that's coming on out, and they just want to make their own part of it.
Well, see, I don't see the quote-unquote protests or the resistance to the system as being effective because, okay, again, you know, I'm just visiting this planet taking notes, and I have to be very objective, right? So the most objective way to really shut down anything is you just get the miners and the farmers to stop, because everything that you interact with is either a product of agriculture or a product of mining. And when I say mining, I mean metal and mineral and water as well. So if the miners, you know, and so your example, if you've got a pair of blue jeans on, that's all mining and farming, right? You've got the cotton that's farmed, and the metal clasps and buttons and zippers are metals that are mined, correct? All of your Silicon Valley, all of your materials that allow a society to function, regardless of how evolved or devolved or primitive it is based on agriculture and mining. So if you get the miners and the Aggies to stop, just stop, you'll get everyone's attention from the very, very, very top down to the very, very bottom, which I mean the other way around, you know, because it seems like things, sewers flow upward, but you see my point?
Well, it's not so much that sewers flow upwards, it's more the fact that on a pond, the scum always rises to the top.
Very well put. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, if I get licensed, may I repeat that to others? Upon the scum always rises to the top. Absolutely. So then does it have to be skimmed off?
I don't know. Actually, what you can do is you can use certain bacterium to eat it up and get rid of it.
Right. But you see, if you get the Aggies and the miners to stop, the farmers, you see how everything will stop. And then they are the ones that can call the shots, you see, in a society. This is from a totally objective perspective, which is the bare nuts and bolts of, you know, nothing would function. Essentially, you'd have 3 or 4 days of food and about maybe 5 days to 2 weeks of industry if the miners and the farmers stopped, you see.
Everything's in a very delicate supply line these days, isn't it? And I think that the globalists have kind of made it that way because they know just how much of a influence they can have on any form of the global economy whenever they want. Right now, for example, I think about 1% of New Zealand's state parks are about to be carved up for mining by a company called Bathurst Mining. Bathurst is partly owned by the Bank of America, which our Prime Minister, John Key, has shares in. You know? So if we have a miner strike and a farmer strike, all of a sudden the supplies are cut off. How much supplies will actually be cut off to the elitist of the elite who have already got everything they need to survive right now, versus how much damage it's actually going to do to the global economy and all the people and what have you. So I'm not sure, like, when you're thinking about taking out a very specific group of people, the broad brush stroke doesn't seem to work, in my opinion. I think the small, concentrated attack would actually be the best result. I mean, apparently there was a Bilderberg group meeting a year or so. I think they were in Austria or what have you. There were people outside with cameras. And meanwhile, inside, allegedly, they were very, very frightened. And they were surprised that nobody's just shot them or killed them yet. Like, they're really, really frightened of us. Extremely. Like little child coming underneath his mummy for protection type frightened. You know what I'm saying? They feel naked. And we've done that simply through the use of shooting them with cameras alone. So I'm not an advocate of violence whatsoever. And we do talk about those aspects on the show because of the fact that often people will just do it anyway, regardless of what logic would dictate. But then again, these people have used immense amounts of violence upon us. So how exactly can you overthrow an enemy that is completely psychopathic, extremely well-funded, has the most military scumbaggery worth ever known about at their very disposal? How exactly do you fight such an enemy on an aggressive, confrontational combat system? You know, I'm not sure if that model would work.
It's actually quite simple. You know, you've heard the old cliche, the pen is mightier than the sword. Take Wall Street, for example. That's all virtual money. But computers aside, it's nothing but book entry, so it's all the pen. So let's say the financiers on Wall Street and the bankers are influencing public policy and wars abroad or even wars within a country. That is all funded with a pen stroke. There is no reserves of gold bullion or anything, or even reserves of potatoes backing anything up. So what's going on, and I still see today, is 99.99, almost to infinity, percent of the people that are against the system are the very ones that are endorsing it with their pens. They sign here, please. Go use your credit card. Sign here. Go endorse your check. Go endorse, and they say, yes, the system is rotten, and they don't understand it. Again, just like I gave the model what the solar system looks like, actually, is the sun is traveling through space, pulling all the planets behind it, and they are rotating, let's say, up and down behind it, and not this ridiculous thermonuclear sun. There's no such thing as a thermonuclear planet or sun or star in the universe. It's an abstract idea that is ridiculous, just like the money is all virtual money, as you see. So it's the people
absolutely.
That are endorsing it. So,
well, and,
if they're
you know,
so
you're
powerful,
right, you're right. And I wanted to just say something here. They really don't have any power without us, do they? You know, not in any way, shape, or form. You know, and it's true what you say, that the pen is mightier than the sword. And I just want to add on to that, because I believe also that the camera is mightier than the pen. And the battlefields of tomorrow will not be places where people will live and die per se, but well, the battlefield of today is usually inside somebody's own consciousness and with their own ability to question being challenged every single day, like we try to do here on the show. So thank you, Greg and Tim and Jason, for calling up today. And Curtis as well. And we'll see you again, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow.